Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Geico Studios, where everybody is ping-ponging back and forth between two games right now in the National Football League. It is the Dolphins trying to close out the Jaguars. They lead it 28-13, just under 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Jacksonville gets on the board. No, we did not get a touchdown pass from Gardner Minshew.
Nope.
Robinson, his second touchdown run of the night, to go along with six catches for 83 yards. So if you were smart enough to start James Robinson tonight, you are getting a ton of fantasy points. He's got 45 yards and a touchdown, or he's got the two receiving yards I told you about, and now he's got the two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He is closing on a 30-point night.
Yeah, no, having a monster night. Look, you could tell where this game was going to go all the way back, where there was about 12 minutes left in the first quarter, and you watch C.J. Henderson stand and watch a receiver get back up after making a diving catch without trying to touch him, basically saying, "I'm back in college." Like, oh, no! So his teammate had to sprint over and knock the receiver out of bounds. So, that was the start of what has been a long night for the Jacksonville defense. Fantastic work all night long, taking care of the football, something we don't get to say often from Ryan Fitzpatrick. So we've got that rolling on, but some big news going on here in the NBA.
Yeah, I was all set to sit here and go, hey, we got Dolphins and Jaguars, and we're going to talk about a mustache. We're going to talk about a beard. No. In the National Basketball Association, there are just under 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. The Lakers lead the Nuggets 96-92. Nikola Jokic has just picked up fouls number 4 and 5, so he is going to sit. However, Anthony Davis goes down grabbing his ankle. He was up trying to walk it off. He bent over to retie his shoe. He's limping. You can tell that he's limping, trying to put some weight on it. Suddenly, everything has gone crazy in the past couple of minutes. Jokic gets his fifth. Anthony Davis, who was having an incredible night. The Lakers have been riding him from the beginning. 29 points. He is 9 out of 14 from the floor. And now it's anybody's game the last 6.5 minutes. I said it before, this has been some kind of game, and now you throw out all the intrigue with fouls and potentially what's going on with Anthony Davis. It's a pretty big deal here, Mike Harmon.
I would say that the Lakers, whatever presentation they did via Zoom, conference call, Skype, whatever they used, it's work, because there have been some suspect fouls being called in this game. And it goes both sides. They've just been, a little hypersensitive to a lot of this as we've watched this flow through. I mean, Millsap picked up a couple of fouls earlier, so he's been a non-factor, limited to 10 minutes tonight. Not that you're expecting massive production, but one shot, a couple of rebounds, three assists, but five fouls, so his minutes limited. Rotations have to shift after that. And then you see this foul here. I don't know where the foul is. Just because the guy falls down is not contorting his body doesn't mean he necessarily took contact.
Buddy, you grew up watching Michael Jordan. If anybody fell down within a 3-foot radius of him, he was on the free throw line. That's how it works.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not a good strategy.
But this right now, this moment in time, if we can hit a freeze right now for this game, 96-92, we don't know what we're going to get from Anthony Davis down the stretch, and Nikola Jokic is on the bench for at least a couple of minutes with five fouls. This is where you turn, and Frank Vogel turns, and Rob Pelinka turns, and Jeannie Buss turns, and Magic Johnson finds a way to get inside the bubble and rappel in, and they all turn and say, this is why you are here, LeBron. This is why you are here. Go do it. This is his time. This is where when something happens and things go crazy and Anthony Davis, and hey, listen, you can't fault a great strategy. And when you're playing the two-man game with you and AD's rocking, you keep feeding AD and you keep playing that complimentary part to him, because AD has been unstoppable against the Nuggets. Have no answer for him. They cannot stop him. But this is where you say, okay, you're still the best player on the planet, right? Go do it. This is why we got you. This is why you're here. You're about championships. This moment, we need you now. It is you and Jamal Murray. These are the two guys, and our money's on you. You have to come through. This is LeBron's time right now. Again, depending on how things go with AD, but if he's clearly not himself, this is LeBron. You now have to do this. This is on him.
He's back out there laboring down the court. Did come out to shoot his free throws. And then running back on defense, you could see favoring the leg. We'll watch the next couple of rotations to see how that flows. But Jamal Murray on the drive, looking to get his and one. No, they called it on the ground, 97-92, as it were. But Davis, 9 of 14 from the field, 11 of 12 from the foul line. Two rebounds in this game. Once again, so there's questions about that. I mean, win, lose, or draw. Just, hey, big man, what's going on here? And just like that, he's spry enough to get the alley-oop to make it a five-point game here with 6:14 remaining.
So, again, a lot of drama, things coming down to it. And really, you know, who knows what kind of shape AD is in? Is it one of those cases where I can play, but really don't go to me? You know, like, don't give me anything where I got to back down a defender one-on-one. I don't know that I can do it, but I'm out here because it's better to have me out here as a decoy than to sit around and say, hey, J.R. Smith, you want to come into the game? You want to come play? So what kind of AD are we going to get the last 6 minutes? But it doesn't matter. This has got to be LeBron's time. This is where LeBron makes it happen.
Yeah, it was enough to go up for the dunk. So you got that, and then the ensuing possession as if on your orders. Much like when I called the Celtics locker room for Jason Tatum yesterday. You got to listen to the whole show. When he had zero and finished with 28, it was my inspirational call that made that work. But, you know, the possession before, you had an alley-oop to Davis, so he certainly was still willing to push off and make an attempt to go up to the rim. So that's a good sign for the Lakers in this final 5:46. But nail-biter. Unlike the football game. So that's good. We broke even.
Oh, tons of fun here. We'll keep you updated on this game throughout, of course. But, you know, part of piggybacking on what the big story of the day is that, look, we found out earlier today the Pac-12 was going to play. And Pac-12 football is going to play. They're going to start beginning in November. They're going to play a 7-game schedule that's going to start in November. And look, so far the college football season has kind of been a whatever season. We're kind of enjoying them playing more than we're enjoying with the level of what this means for the playoffs and how serious every week is. And this is going to add to it. It's great that they're playing. It'll be fun to watch the Pac-12 playing. We're going to get college football all the way through December, which is kind of fun. Instead of the stop and starts in the middle of December. Sure. We're going to get college football, which is great. But at the same time, are we still as all in on who's in the playoff and who isn't? That's going to be up in the air. I'm still at a point where I'm okay, whatever. I'm not feeling it like I normally am. And I think a lot of fans feel the same way. You look at the ratings, you know, fans feel the same way. But piggybacking on this, this news is just a few minutes old. Maybe you heard David Gascon mention it. The Mountain West is going to come back now. They were holdouts as well, but they've announced on the heels of the Pac-12 saying they're going to play the Mountain West. They're going to play an 8-game season starting the weekend of October 24th, and league presidents making that decision to vote earlier today. And so now basically almost everybody, not the MAC, is in to play college football at some point this fall. And to just hit pause on this for a second, because now that we have college football coming back in some way, shape, or form here, can we all agree that there was a better way to do it? Can we all agree there was a much better way to make college football, make it seem like it's college football and not it's the SEC, ACC, Big 12, and it's the Big 10 and the Pac-12? You have a season now that is running in a way that it's so haphazard, and nobody came together because there's no big power that can say, listen, this is what we're doing with college football. Would it have killed college football? Because this is what I said from the beginning, to say, listen, you want to start playing, here's the best thing. Start playing the middle of October. Let everybody get back to school. Let everybody deal with whatever you have to COVID-wise, because you're going to have COVID outbreaks with people coming back to school. But you want to be able to gain a little bit of footing, because in the end, you know, schools, you're responsible for all your students, not just the football players. We focus on the football players because that's what we're talking about. But would it really have been the worst thing for college football to say, okay, we're all going to play and we're all going to start in the middle of October? This gives everybody the time to get back to school the end of August to figure things out. Now you're seeing games canceled and postponed. Why? Because it's still the early days of COVID, where teams are figuring out the right way to go and how to deal with things, and players are still testing positive. You needed some time to figure out the kinks. Major League Baseball, you could tell they needed time to figure out the kinks, but they had no time because they had to start the season right away, because there was no, because we got to play 60 games because it's a negotiation, and Rob Manfred, you know, screwed that up, and we've talked about that. But if you could have gotten everybody on the same page, listen, let's just try to start here. And if you can't play in the middle of October, then you can't play, and we understand. But instead of making this big decision, which was bad by the Big Ten and the Pac-12, because they're making a decision where the world reinvents itself because of COVID-19 every few days. There's new decisions and new things that you can do or can't do every few days. Would it really have been the worst thing to say, listen, let's all start playing middle of October? That gives everybody a chance. And if something happens and you can't play, we understand, and we'll move on, and we'll go from there. But if we all start, then at least you have a college football season that is as normal as it can be, that everybody is bought in on. The stakes are still the highest, instead of having a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. Because that's a much better opportunity. I don't know for the life of me why they couldn't all get together and say, yeah, we're going to play. We're just going to start in the middle of October, because there's too many things that have to happen. We're going to get used to it, and then we're going to do it. I don't get why that didn't happen.
Well, but it's like we've talked about, you know, all along. It's the Fed decision versus states' rights, you know, if we go into straight governmental type factions. Likewise, here in the NCAA, look, Emmert's not worried about the day-to-day. The only thing he oversees is making sure everybody gets paid when it comes down to the title, right? So each conference rules itself, trying to make sure they get the most out of their fan bases and revenue streams, and some negotiate better TV deals than other. Hi, Larry Scott. And, you know, are more sensible about their offices that they run. Again, hello, Larry Scott. And all of those different decisions that come into running said conference. But this is one that was also going to be governed by, well, you guessed it, the governors as to who gets to play, who doesn't. And we've still seen some battles up until these last couple of days, right? Before it's finally announced, hey, all the Big Ten schools are going to be able to play. It was a very long time where it seemed that, you know, no matter which way the wind was blowing, Illinois was probably out, right? So Illinois and Northwestern probably weren't going to play. But instead, I get to watch every day as I get the notes from Evanston, and good, clean American fun is coming back to the campus of Northwestern, which is a beautiful thing. Here, where we're at in California, did you ever think Newsom would relent? I sure as hell didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no idea, you know, that was ever going to happen, you know, as he tries to push legislation to get all your cars off the road by 2035.
Well, hey, what was my idea? Remember my idea to solve traffic in all big major cities? If your car is more than 10 years old, you can't drive it on the freeway.
No, I like the theory.
Can't do it.
Hey,
can't
you
do
know,
it.
The next time we have a brownout, you talk to me. Next time there's a, hey, conserve power and don't wash dishes or your clothes until 1 in the morning, you come talk to me.
It's okay. Like getting online. We used to have to get online at midnight.
That's August. Right.
Everybody's in bed now. Now I can get on the computer and look at pictures.
Wow, that was creepy as hell. But
no, you would say, "Oh, I got all these forwards from my family." Now, when you had to open every forward,
oh, sure.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a picture of a flower. I don't understand. You know, when you would spend 45 minutes just going through the 6 emails, you got, look at this picture that I can send you on the computer, and then you're done. I'm like, I've been on the computer for 45 minutes. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, maybe showing my
time
age.
Opening emails.
We had a guy that, as a group, we'd go to a movie or a concert or something. He'd always stay behind. And we'd get back to the dorm, and he'd be all giddy. Guys, you got to see what I got. And he had downloaded like 3 softcore porn pictures.
Wow.
Pictures.
Okay, then.
Not even videos, but like he spent his whole day, his whole night, he would stay behind, and that was his thing.
Oh,
and it's like,
you,
we were gone 5 hours. That's what you did for 5 hours. So,
you guys go ahead. I'm good. But don't you want, no. You guys go. I'm good. I got it. I'm good.
So, yeah. So that talking about timing and how long things take. But the fact that we're to this point, it's disjointed. It's a mess. And it always will be. Right. We know that there's haves. There's have nots because there's been a lot of fight as to, well, why is this conference starting? Well, they're willing to commit the dollar amount to testing because they know they can get their benefactors to jump right in. And the other conferences do not have that luxury. So a little slower in the decision-making process. And then Pac-12 cuts the deal with the testing company, and away we go. So, you know, I'm just going to celebrate where it is now. It's a mess, and we know it always is. We always know when you hear the name Mark Emmert that you're probably going to grit your teeth going, all right, what's the deal? Whenever I hear his name, unless there's actually a championship game being played, it's usually not a good thing.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of both games. It's the Dolphins all over the Jaguars, 31-13. The Lakers with a 6-point lead over the Nuggets, despite every circus shot that Jamal Murray is pulling off for the Denver Nuggets. We'll have more on these games and more from Jay Glazer, who's going to stop by coming up next with us for all the big news in the NFL. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes can save you 15% or more in car insurance. More information, visit geico.com. So, things are getting pretty interesting. I mean, interesting because the Jets are inching closer and closer to the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Under 2 minutes left to go. Miami with the football. They lead it over the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-13. With this win, Miami's going to get their first, and it's going to be crossing off the list of teams I need to win a game. So when the Jets go 0-16, there's no tiebreaker, there's no strength of schedule, none. I'm crossing the names off, and we're going to wind up with Trevor Lawrence. We're just going to cross them off until Trevor says, oh, no, I'm going back to school. Yeah, no, I know Peyton Manning did that like 25 years ago, and that really screwed the Jets. Yeah, you know, every generation it happens again. So, yeah, I'm not doing it. Not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it this way. The hero ball would be the nicest way to talk about the efforts of Gardner Minshew tonight. He was inspired by Tyler Hero last night, I guess. Mm-hmm. Got careless with the football a number of times, including a late interception. For those of you hoping for a garbage touchdown, he threw a garbage pass.
And TJ, Gardner Minshew being careless, whisper his name when you talk about it next.
Nicely done.
I put the punctuation in the middle there.
That was
careless
good.
Whisper. So, it is now a final. Miami beats Jacksonville 31-13. First win of the season for the Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick basically with a perfect game tonight. 18 out of 20 for 160 and two touchdowns. He also runs for 38 yards and a score. Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, NFL on Fox insider extraordinaire Jay Glazer. Jay, what's happening, my man?
Oh, my goodness. How about that? Fitzmagic, baby.
I'll tell you, I don't know what's more impressive, watching Ryan Fitzpatrick tonight or you hitting the heavy bag on your Twitter account, just, you know, getting back into it. You're looking great, man.
No, that's not getting back into it. That was the day before the surgery.
Oh, that was before? Oh, I'm sorry.
The torn labrum and the two and torn rotator cuffs and the two bone spurs and basically my head's falling off and, you know, yeah. Yeah, that's what that was. And it was like, hey, this is 3 weeks ago. And like, yeah, I kind of look at it and, you know, it's a mindset, unbreakable mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. How you doing now then?
Oh, I'm in a ton of pain.
Okay.
Ton of pain. I think I'm a couple months ahead of schedule, is what they said the other day. I could lift my arm above my head, which is big when you get your labrum cut out. And, Yeah, I'm going through rehab, and I think next week I'm actually going to try and get back in and do something. I don't know what yet, but, man, I can't just sit around and do zero. So, you know, I'm going to be in pain whether I do something or not. I might as well feel a little less crappy about myself and just train.
There's a message for America right there.
That's right.
Don't
right
sit there. Around. What? Don't just sit around and feel crappy. Do something.
There you
go. Don't make yourself feel worse. Don't watch the Jets.
I'm going to feel crappy either way. I might as well feel a little less crappy and train.
Absolutely. And Jason gets his perfect Jets joke in.
There we
Jay,
go.
They're walking wounded and everybody's abdicating responsibility. Adam Gase looking, no, it's that guy. It's that guy. You got defensive players calling out their workouts and the speed of their practices. Does this end for Adam Gase before we get through midseason?
I wouldn't. I think going into last year, Peter Schrager talked about on our early show the other day that, you know, management still has his back, but yeah, they got to show a change in culture without a doubt. I mean, they've got to show more of a heartbeat. And actually, Sam Darnold has had some unreal throws, and you don't realize it because they're on such a bad team. But It's the same old. You guys know it. You've been living through it. It's the same old Jets, and something has to change the culture. Their culture's not changed. It's over and over and over and over. It starts at the top in that organization. It absolutely starts at the top. And, you know, with ownership, starts all the way up there. And anytime a team loses for so long, it starts with ownership, without a doubt. And they've got to figure a way to change the culture better. Overall, not just coaches, culture.
Jay, speaking of that, I just want to stay in the AFC East for a second and look at what Cam Newton's been doing with Bill Belichick the past couple of weeks. Nearly pulls off the big upset, another big test coming up this weekend. Are you buying everything you've seen so far out of Cam in New England, or is it still, well, it's 2 weeks and it's a little early?
Oh, no, I'm buying it. I'm beyond buying it. The dude shows up every single day by 5 o'clock in the morning to train there at the facility, stays till like past 8 o'clock, and he works on rehab, making sure he's healthy. That was a big thing. If he stays healthy, he got an MVP caliber quarterback. And I think he and Belichick have really, they give each other something they both need. Bill wants to show the world he can do it without Tom, right? And Cam wants to show every other 31 teams out there that they made a huge mistake. So it really is. It's a perfect relationship between those two guys. And Cam's work ethic, like, look, everybody thinks that Bill doesn't like personalities, but Gronk was fantastic over there, right? Edelman's a personality. Tom's done a bunch of stuff. I mean, they've had personalities over there. He just likes the personalities within the team. But same here with Cam. If you work your butt off, Bill will be fine with you.
Jay, week two is known as injury week, I guess, coming out of it. The walking wounded team by team. 17 ACLs, I think, was the last count coming into
tonight. Is that tonight. What the number was? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so we've got all those injuries. San Francisco, half of their roster. And then we had the Tyrod Taylor incident with the Chargers. Yeah. So we got to see Justin Herbert winging around, but how much does the NFL look into, you know, just process and what happened here?
You know, the problem is where that the injection is. I remember there was I think it was Jerome Bettis one time got shot up before a game, and they got the nerve. I forget if it was his quad or his ankle or I forget, and couldn't go. I mean, that's the problem with those, you know, a lot of cane cortisone injections. If you get the nerve, all of a sudden, man, it goes. You know, it goes dead for a while. And, you know, that's really the problem with the ribs. It's so hard to shoot those ribs for that reason. It gets a little bit too close. But they've done it over and over and over. With this number of players in the league, it's bound to happen in certain situations. Not saying the lung, but, you know, other situations where you get that nerve. But when it's a starting quarterback and it happens and you don't deactivate them, you have active and, wow, it's totally different. But it's those things are not a perfect science, and I'm not taking up for the doctor. I don't know the doctor. I just know a guy like, look, I've gotten shot up a billion times, especially on my back and neck and ankles, and I function with this, and not every time has it been perfect.
Jay, can we look back, because obviously the big cry was going to be afterwards, boy, with preseason, maybe we don't get these injuries, certainly. I don't know that that would have been the case, because, look, the star players weren't going to play in the preseason. And you know, you were going to get these injuries. Obviously, Tyrod Taylor, that's a very big deal, and that's something that's different. But, I mean, all the injuries that we have seen so far, I think this is just, hey, sometimes we go weeks and don't get big ones. Sometimes we get a bunch of big ones in 1 week. I don't know that anything else could have prevented what we saw in the past few days.
No, I don't think it's the loss of the preseason games. I think it's the loss of OTAs, you know, off-season workouts, your mini camps, a real training camp. That's, you know, even OTAs, man, you're working out, you're putting stress on your body. They're running, they're cutting, they're doing stuff. They got, you know, a lot of times just helmets or, you know, shells on. But it's more than, man, you're just coming off the couch here and people are quarantined. Like, your body's got to get ready for this, for battle. And they didn't really have in a same amount of time that they've had in the past. So, I don't think there's any way to scientifically figure out what happened. We could just go what I think is common sense-wise, but you still will never know.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harbin coming to you from the Geico Studios on the hotline with us. He's in the Broadcast Hall of Fame as part of Fox NFL Sunday. He goes and dominates the small screen for you as well, hangs out with the luminaries, and then he can hit a heavy bag when right, about as hard as anybody you've ever met. He's Jay Glazer, at Jay Glazer on Twitter. Merging Vets and Players, vetsandplayers.org is where you find him as well. You want to take a look at what he's doing there. Jay, the Cowboys, they come back from the dead and steal a win from Atlanta. A lot of controversy about the onside kick, obviously. But what do you think of the Cowboys at this point? Is this going to be a wild roller coaster ride with this squad?
Yeah, I think it could be, but I think they really found something out about themselves this week. When you could, you know, as a team, look, and I told you this after week one, like those teams that haven't been together a while, it's going to take a while to build culture. Mm-hmm. And those teams that, you know, haven't been together, it's going to take them a while to find out who they are. Well, they found out week two who they are, that they got fighting them, and they don't stop. And, you know, that's why they brought in Mike McCarthy, who is this old-school kind of grunt where he wanted to make sure guys – and how many times did we see with the Packers, we thought it was all, you know, the comebacks of Aaron Rodgers, but those teams never quit on Mike.
Right.
And, you know, they just fought and fought and fought and fought, and that's what they're hoping to bring. It's going to take – there's so many big names, personalities, et cetera, in there. It's going to take a while for that team to come together and gel as one. And I think that went a long way in the fact that they just never stopped fighting. And the next time something like this happens, they go down, they're going to, you know, say to themselves, hey, we've been in this position before, and we're not going to pack it in.
Hey, Jay, lastly, we'll finish where we started. You know, Miami with the win over Jacksonville. We were joking around about Ryan Fitzpatrick, but this is a guy who has done this for most of his career. He goes on these big streaks both ways, but here he is, 37 years old, nearly having a perfect quarterback rating tonight. Right. Why do I have a feeling we're going to be seeing him winning games off the bench when he's 50 years old? I just think that's going to happen with him.
What do you mean off the bench? Dude's probably going to be starting when he's 50 years old.
He's going to go back to the Jets.
Young quarterback. Right, it's going to be some team with a young quarterback. Let's go with Fitzmagic and let him learn under Fitzmagic. And, I mean, he'll be on his 24th team by then and probably three expansion teams. And he'll be playing in London at one point, Mexico City. And, yeah, he'll have gone through the XFL, come back to the NFL. I mean, that's who you want to learn from. You want to learn from guys like that.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer. Keep resting, keep rehabbing, buddy. Keep feeling good. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
See you, Jay.
All right. Great stuff there from Jay. Yes, I thought that was like a new video of him. Like, wow, he looks great.
If he did that,
shoulder.
Then I'll actually get my shoulder done.
Oh, man.
Right, because I've been avoiding it because everybody was telling me, you know, all the guys that we know here, LeVar, Will, George, like, don't get that shot. Don't do it. Like, do whatever you can to rehab it before you go. Because if that was the video of Jay Glazer, I'm like, all right, let me find your guy who's pinpoint precision with that stuff. Good Lord.
Oh, it is some kind of effort. Watch him hitting that heavy bag. Speaking of the heavy bag, Lakers and the Nuggets have been hitting it for the last four quarters. It is now over. Was it a big comeback by Mike's Denver Nuggets? Or is it the Lakers with a 3-1 lead?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios, where the Lakers now have a commanding 3-1 lead, or the Nuggets have the Lakers right where they want them. It could be that as well. The Lakers hold on to beat the Nuggets 114-108 despite a superhuman night from Jamal Murray, who goes for 32 points. And how many circus hoops did he have? He had a Kobe-like play where he drove to the hoop and kind of falls off to the left and puts up a left-handed shot that swishes through. I mean, he is some kind of superstar. But Nikola Jokic in foul trouble for the better part of the fourth quarter. He was basically invisible at the end, and Murray was not enough to beat the Lakers. The Lakers win it from the free throw line, 114-108. They're up 3-1 in the series, and this feels different than the 3-1 Clippers series. Even though the Clippers, it felt pretty good then, the Clippers had never really figured out who they were.
Sure.
Right? That was the issue of the Clippers in the bubble.
That was also the excuse that they used, too.
Right, but the thing was, coming in, we said, listen, the Clippers are vulnerable now because they are just getting all their players in now. So the longer the playoffs go, the better they're going to play. But if you're going to get them, they're vulnerable early because they're still trying to figure out who is going to be the guy here and there. Where are they going to go to? Because now finally the team is together for the first time in 11 months. They never figured out who they are. The Lakers clearly have figured out who they are, and that's one of the reasons why they sit where they sit. Yes, it's LeBron and Anthony Davis. And when you say, who's that third guy going to be, you're asking the wrong question. It's, who's the third guy going to be in this quarter? Because that's really what the Lakers have been. Because it's not about just, well, one guy has to do it, and it's got to be Kyle Kuzma. That's not how the Lakers do it. Okay? This is where it's KCP in the middle of the game, and he makes a big shot. It's playoff Rondo late in the game. It's somebody it's who's going to be that other guy now for a few minutes. Kuzma had a really good first quarter. And then it becomes somebody else. It's really the Lakers have found it's the hot hand at the moment. And it doesn't have to be one guy off the bench to say, well, this is going to be your third guy. The Lakers have figured out, we have a bunch of players. We have a bunch of guys. And they can do it for a few minutes here and there. So it's not like, well, hey, Kuzma's got a good first quarter, let's keep feeding him the ball the rest of the game. That's not what they did. All right, Kuzma had 10
barely
early,
shot anymore.
And
right,
he didn't, yeah. Right. They found, who was in that? Okay, so then KCP gets hot for a little bit. And then it's playoff Rondo at the end with a big shot at the end, a couple of big free throws. It's, let's just find that other guy for a few minutes. Who is that hot guy? And that's the real thing about the Lakers. It's not who's their third guy. It's, well, they have like four people who can be their third guy. And you can rely on, look, these are NBA players. You can rely on a lot of them to play really well for stretches of 10 to 12 minutes. Some nights it's Alex Caruso. Some nights it's JaVale McGee. Tonight it was Dwight Howard with 12 and 11, but mainly he did his damage early, and it was the other guys late. The Lakers find their third and fourth guy for a few minutes and say, okay, done. What's next? Well, all right, who's next? All right, the Nuggets are coming back. We have a different lineup on the court. Who's going to be the guy? Who's feeling it? Great. You have the next few minutes. You're going to be that other person besides LeBron and AD. And they find the right players, and they're pressing the right buttons, and that's incredibly impressive to see.
Veteran players been in these situations, most of them, in deep runs in playoffs. Kyle Kuzma is not the player everybody anticipated that he would be, right? Because he was the chosen one. Like, we've gone back and forth with, you were supposed to be the chosen one. That's really what it comes down to with him. Not the player they anticipated, but has his moments, right? He's not become that number three, as you talked about. But when you got veterans like Danny Green, didn't score a bunch, but important defensively, plus 12 on the night. You got Dwight Howard, who was monstrous in that first half, right? He came out like a house of fire. And then Rondo with a couple of big assists down the stretch, kept the ball moving and found. And I think this is the biggest thing, is the Lakers stayed active. Right, there's always that moment. We used to see it with Jordan, and we sure as hell have seen it with LeBron through his career, where guys just stand around and expect them to take over. Well, this team keeps moving, looking for a pass, looking for the extra cut, and it paid off. Six players in double digits tonight. LeBron didn't shoot particularly well, but he got to the line 14 times just after the review of everything that they put in front of the league, they got to the line 35 times. You know what? That's eight more than the eight more makes, I should say, than the Nuggets had, and 12 more attempts. Nuggets also had eight more turnovers than the Lakers did. Sloppy with the ball at times. Murray is getting pretty good at looking for the foul, realizing he's not at superstar level yet as far as the referees go.
He'll get there.
But he's not there yet, because there were a couple times he got absolutely mugged and there was no call, and he looked around and go, look, man, you're not there yet. Okay, get up and get back and play defense. Like, you just got to keep moving. But even AD, he finished with 5 rebounds. It looks a lot more respectable. But you get 60, 14, and 11 out of your superstars. Everything else is bonus.
Look, it's 3-1 Lakers. It feels closer than that. But in the end, it's 3-1 Lakers.
Yeah.
That's where we sit. Rick Bucher stops by with us coming up next to break it all down. Are we looking at Lakers Heat? Because, you know, I picked the Heat to go to the finals before the playoffs started. Keep it right here. We're breaking it all down next for you. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.